No C.
M-A-R-I-S-H-A.
Yes, just like it sounds. Marisha. Like Marsha and Marisha put together.
Yeah. I don't know why I threw that C in there. I was thinking Eastern European.
What did this name? Are you named after Saint Marisha?
You know, I have no idea. My grandmother named me. She heard it in a restaurant. I'm probably named after some strange goulash.
It's a good thing she wasn't right. getting her oil changed.
Maybe a side dish.
Your name might have been Jiffy. Where are you from, Marisha?
Colorado Springs.
Colorado Springs. Cool.
Colorado. Yeah.
Got it. Okay,
so,
we're ready.
Okay, here's the problem. I have a 93 Subaru Legacy wagon. And for some reason, my left rear tire is making this really strange sound. It kind of sounds like, let's see, how would I describe it? Like if you have a rock in your tire, you know, when you go slow, it goes tick, tick, tick. But it doesn't do tick, it does a whoosh.
Whoosh.
So when you go slow, it goes whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And then as you go faster, it goes whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And then when you get going really fast, it goes na, 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 na. So it kind of, you know, gets a higher pitch sound.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, when you're driving on the highway up to about 75, it does that, and then at 75, it kind of smooths out and doesn't really make too much of a sound.
That's because you're hydroplaning at that point.
The wheel doesn't touch the ground anymore.
No, I know it's touching the ground because it's making the whole car vibrate.
Yeah, you have a bad tire.
A bad tire.
Yeah, you have a tire with a classic case of tread separation.
Huh.
Yeah, if you were to lift up that corner of the car...
Uh-huh.
And spin that tire and watch, as it spins, watch the tread.
Uh-huh.
You will notice a perturbation in the tread.
Mm-hmm.
You'll
perturbation? Notice an what does that mean?
Deviation. A lump.
Okay.
You'll notice someplace where the tread doesn't look the same, doesn't look parallel to the other treads. You have like five grooves going across the tire. One of them or two of them is going to be screwed up.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're going to say, wow, look at that.
How many miles on these tires?
You know, I have no idea. I got them used.
You got them used? You bought used tires?
Yes.
How much did you pay for these here used tires?
Oh, I think $25 a pair.
A pair?
Mm-hmm.
Double occupancy.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. How long have you had them?
I probably had them about 3 or 4 months. I mean, I looked at the tire and it looks fine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so.
You can't tell. You have to spin it.
Okay.
But I think you need to do this soon. Like now.
Okay.
Like, as soon as you hang up.
Cool.
Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
See you, Marisha.
Bye-bye.
1-888-CAR-TALK or 1-888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
My name is Jim. I'm calling from Hillsborough, North Carolina.
How you doing?
Could be better. I got a problem with my Toyota van.
Okay.
What happens is, it started a long time ago. When you make a left-hand turn, the brake warning light on the panel used to come on.
And sure.
Brake warning light.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, no big deal. And I figured short circuit, something weird, forget about it. Well, it started doing it more frequently, and it started to stay on when you were driving straight and then go off when you made a right.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah, I did too. Anyway, what happened was a couple of weeks ago, I started getting a grinding noise, like the pads had gone bad.
Yeah,
they had.
On the right-hand front wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And it was starting to give me a slight pull to the right. Well, the grinding has now stopped. Mm. I'm not sure, but I don't think I'm getting that slight pull to the right anymore. However, the light still comes on.
Okay, I would guess, this is just a wild guess about...
go ahead.
I know,
clear blue sky.
It always sounds better if I say I guess, because then people say, he was only guessing.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
He could be wrong.
But your wild guess is what? That what?
Well, I know what the first problem is, absolutely. You're low on brake fluid, and that's why the light comes on.
Now, I think there's something wrong with his brakes, don't you? I mean, he's got grinding noises, it pulls to the right, the light comes on... I mean, Jim, have you, looked anywhere? You've just been driving around, the lights flashing
at you. What, he looked up our number in the phone book.
Grinding noises are coming out of the wheels, and you're just driving?
Well, you know, you got to have money to get the sucker fixed.
So, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, there are some people who at the slightest... what's the word? The slightest...
Provocation.
Provocation would be running to the dealer to find out, my God, what is this light about? Jim couldn't care less.
Well, that's all right.
I got low gear.
After 20 years in the auto...